today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح Today, Thursday, 11th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Farradin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, we start with Allah's book, the Holy Quran, from chapter Ankabut, verses 43 to 44, learn more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
And these examples we present to the people, but none will understand them except those of knowledge.
خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين.
Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth. Indeed, in that is a sign for the believers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The creation of the world has an aim. Our look onto the world must have an aim too. Materialists usually stop in recognizing the phenomena, but worshippers of Allah pass through phenomena and reach the recognition of Allah in faith. This meaning points to this fact that the feature of the truth is clear like the sunshine, but it appears in reception once. It needs an aware and seeking heart, a vigilant and submissive spirit before Allah. And if these blind-hearted persons do not see the divine beauty, it's not because of its being hidden, but it's because of their blind eyes.
إن القرآن لنور يتفجر في جنباتي يرفعني عند مليك الخلق لأعلى الدرجات.
إن القرآن لنور
يتفجر في جنباتي يرفعني عند مليك الخلق لأعلى الدرجات.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
Quran in our life. The importance of Quran in Muslims' daily lives cannot be overstated. Despite understanding its significance, many of Muslims struggle to incorporate it into our daily routines. Muslims often prioritize physical and material aspects of life for personal peace and family welfare. But neglecting our spiritual balance can lead to significant issues. spiritual fulfillment is achieved through worship, which parallels life energy, serenity, and motivation. By learning, reading, and understanding the Quran, we are reminded of the true purpose of life and our ultimate return to Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we want to share a tradition as we work to get closer to the Quran that comes to us from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And he gives us a number, a quantity of what we should be striving to recite in the minimal. And now obviously this is a number which he is giving, but we shouldn't only look at it as this as being the minimal that we should do and that we suffice ourselves with that. But this should be rather a starting point, a starting block for you and I, and that we actually take off from here and we work towards even a greater recitation of the Quran on a day-to-day basis. And so in this tradition, the sixth Imam says the following: the Quran is the trust of Allah given to His creations. Therefore, it is desirable for every Muslim to look at this trust and to recite a minimum of 50 ayat, 50 verses of the Quran every day. As we see, the sixth Imam calls the Quran the Ahad, or the trust of Allah. It is a trust given to us by our Creator, that He has entrusted us with His words, with His speech, with His book of divine guidance for all of humanity. And as the sixth Imam says, that it behooves, it is something which each and every believer needs to do, is to look at this trust each and every day. And not only look at it, but recite a minimal of 50 verses. 50 verses in the day. If you look at it from the printed Quran point of view, this is no more than 2 pages. For those who have a fluency in recitation of Quran, maybe 50 verses might take you 6 to 10 minutes, perhaps. Really, time doesn't matter. But it's not a lot of time to recite of the Quran in a 24-hour period. When you do the math and you see that out of our 24-hour day, maybe we spend 18 hours of that awake, at work, at school, having food, running errands, doing our shopping, this and that. To spend 20 minutes, a half an hour, even an hour, let's say, in the day to recite the Quran is not a big amount of time. But it definitely is going to be impacting on our soul.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
One of the important points that helps us gain the benefit from the Quran is that it's the book of Allah. While it may seem obvious, we tend to overlook all the teachings, commands, prohibitions, wisdom, and stories have been revealed by none other than Allah, the creator of the universe, the most knowledgeable, the most wise, and the most loving. Can he who loves you more than your mother command something that is harmful for you? Can he who is all-wise and all-knowing say something that is wrong? Whatever he has given us in the Quran is 100% true and perfect. This is why Allah reminds us again and again that it is He who has revealed the Quran. Moreover, it also clarifies that the Quran is universal and for all times. Allah knew what was to come and He knows what is to come in the future. Quran is for the whole mankind till the last of days. It's likewise implicable. in all places and in every era.
ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Come here for one tip, and that is learning one language. Language of the Holy Quran. Learn Arabic. Arabic is the original language of the Holy Quran. While translations really offer valuable interpretations that can help you grasp the meanings, nothing compares to reading the Quran in its original form in which it was sent down. Arabic is a very accurate language in terms of vocabulary. The Quran being a linguistic miracle was sent down in Arabic to mean every word in its precise meaning and context to prevent any misinterpretations. We finish this episode by this ayah from chapter Yusuf. We have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may learn wisdom.
And as the Imam says, and we don't want to burn ourselves out, we don't want to say, I'm going to recite, you know, multiple chapters every day, and then we get to a point where we get so tired and lethargic that we don't want to recite. No, we start off maybe, you know, a page or a half a page a day, and we build up to get to the minimal of 50 verses a day. And if we can hit that 50 verses mark, not only reciting for the sake of reciting, but to recite with reflection, contemplation, with hopefully understanding what we're reciting. But from there, we should be able to leap forward and continue to recite on a day-to-day basis and try to do better each and every single day. Because without a doubt, none of us want to remain stagnant. In our life, we always try to push the limits to do more, to be better, to accomplish more in our time that we have available. So let us also look to the Quran in that same way. Let us not limit only ourselves to 50 verses, but let us use that as the minimal standing, a standard that we are at. And then from there, we ask Allah to give us the ability to recite even much more of His book. And not only recite much more just for the sake of recitation, but to also read and understand and reflect on the verses that we read. And hopefully, whenever we come to a verse which we can implement within our lives, whether it be of the moral teachings, or whether it be of any other sort, that we try our best to implement these verses of the Quran and to not only recite, but to actually reflect and get closer to Allah through a constant recitation of the verses of Allah. May Allah give us all the opportunity to continue to recite His book and to also try to connect to the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt through listening and through reflecting on their statements and their words of wisdom. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي